A man I respect is our next guest. He is one of ESPN's most talented, versatile broadcasters. I can also tell you he's just generally a good guy. I'm done sucking up now. Steve Levy apparently joins us on Overdrive. How are you, Steve? What's going on?
No, don't stop, man. Keep going. Okay. I'll wait. I got plenty of time. I got nothing going on.
He makes sure that Barry Melrose is in check. I know that's a big part of your
that
job.
Is. That is.
Not easy. Not easy.
And Barry's going to be revved to go. It's been 4 months. Are you more excited or is he more excited about the NHL returning?
You know what? It's so funny. Timing is everything. I just texted him. I mean, within the last 60 seconds, I read it to you verbatim. I said, "Hey, I'll see you in Edmonton in October." You know?
Yeah.
And and the next thing that comes back from him, $50 Kobe beef hamburgers. Doesn't Ryan Smith have that restaurant in Edmonton?
Oh, okay.
The last time we were there was probably for the, Edmonton,
Carolina,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
And we wound up in Ryan Smith's restaurant like every night. It was the most expensive cheeseburger we ever had. It was good. And it was $50 good, but it was good.
So. Yeah, 50 Canadian, though. Like, that's not. That's, this is why the NHL is coming to Canada, right?
So, I think Barry's excited. You know, he's not technologically savvy. All our people, I don't know how you guys are doing it, but on the TV side, we've got all these home studios built for all the analyst opinion type guys. Mm-hmm. And so they put one in Barry's place down in Central Florida. And I'm sure there's no way he can figure it out. You know, but if it's more than lifting a switch on, there's no way. And he's the guy, right, will be in shorts and a top, with the tie and the jacket on. And, he won't have the camera in focus. You'll see his awful ankles or something, maybe even worse,
Yeah.
So
sometimes, knowing what you don't know is as important as knowing what you do know. So
yeah, you don't want to get
Barry's been smart
that
way.
The big white legs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Steve, where are you just kind of big picture about confidence level, all these sports in a variety of ways, MLS starting up tonight, baseball is on the horizon, hockey, basketball, football a little bit down the road. Just the likelihood of their success, concerns, how do you think this is all going to go over the next kind of 6 weeks?
So it's tricky, man, right? Because, you want to think with your head and not your heart. And so that's what I'm running into. And professionally for all of us, I want to get back to work. Mm-hmm. I want to go back and do games and report and do what we all love to do, and that means games. And right now it's just anxious, right? It's unsettling. Every time you refresh Twitter, it seems like it's just bad news keeps coming, positive tests everywhere. And so it for me personally, it's hard to see through all that. I think it was North Carolina, University of North Carolina, the football program. They just had a bunch of positive tests, and so they've shut down their voluntary college football workouts. And then the news from the Ivy League, all the wicked smart kids here in the States, they're going to not play any sports. I mean, not any sports until 2021. And how that impacts, the Power Five in college football, I'm not really sure. It's a total different ballgame, obviously, except for the sport itself. So I'm having a hard time to get through this. I'm looking forward to the MLS tonight to see that. I know, a couple teams they already didn't even send because of positive tests. So, everything seems so up in the air. I'm really kind of hoping for the best and kind of expecting the worst. And that's not a great way to live your day-to-day. But I think that's the reality where we're at right now.
If you had to pick, Steve, which one of the sports, because they've all kind of taken different paths to try to get their restart going, or in baseball's case, in football's case, their actual seasons, who do you feel best about and who do you feel worst about?
I think who I feel worst about in terms of the chances, the odds, I'm very concerned about the NBA. And some of that is based on, sort of out of their control. Just the state of Florida has just, exploded with positive cases. And coupled with that is the negativity based on the dinner last night inside the NBA bubble. I don't know if you guys saw that.
That looks like cafeteria at its worst.
Picture. That's an awful meal on a coach airplane. You know what I mean?
That's hospital food.
Really, and these NBA players, they're used to, five-star hotels and five-star meals everywhere they go. And look, we're seeing big-name guys opt out. We're seeing it in baseball, too, players just opting out. And, you know, football is really one of my big concerns because that's, you know, it's kind of my livelihood and how my fall sets up. And, you know, I think the NFL is really going to try to power through, but, you know, will there be a college game and how that impacts everything going forward? So, look, this is a really hard time to be a guest on, not just your show, but anybody's show. You know, I give you my sense of today, but we get new, you know, science and medical information, or something just breaks, and then everything you say today is really out the window tomorrow. So I don't believe anyone that knows for sure or that says they know for sure, but I do believe they're gonna give it their best, and no one will try harder than hockey and the National Hockey League to power through this thing as best they can. And so, again, I'm just hoping for the best, you know.
Steve Levy from ESPN joining us here on Overdrive. And you just mentioned that football is a big part of your calendar, and you call a lot of college football games. And I hope that you get to go to Bahamas again and call a bowl game. I know that's that's the more important thing. But, you know, it's one thing for Yale to say, we're out, we're not going to play our football season. But we were just talking about Jim Harbaugh's comments, and that it wasn't caused by football or caused by sports. There's no expert view out there that I'm aware of that sports is going to make this worse. Is that kind of sum up the attitude of college football at big programs and big conferences, that we're almost too big for this, and just the dollar amount that we bring in is going to really rule the day, and we're still going to have a season?
You know, Harbaugh is much more brash than I think a lot of the other big time college football head coaches, although they might feel the same way he does. I don't think they would express that sentiment publicly. Look, it's a way of life in a lot of the U.S., especially in the South, right? In the SEC. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about the stadiums, and people might not get this, the stadiums in college football, generally speaking, are bigger than NFL stadiums. And that might surprise some people. The biggest stadiums in the U.S., right, are college football stadiums. You know, must be, I don't know, 15 of them are over 100,000 seats. Think about that for a second. And then when you couple that with, that's really, you know, 6 or 7 dates in the calendar year, that's it. A lot of these places, they're not having concerts also. There's no other team. There's no preseason games. It's, you know, it's 6 or 7 dates. These smaller college towns, they really do live on their college football, and the institutions themselves live off their college football. Stanford today, I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah,
they cut 11. Like 11 or 12 sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, just cut it to the bone. Honestly, If health came really first, we would not even be having this conversation. Mm-hmm. This is probably twofold. This is financial, and not in any particular order, although maybe some would say it is in a particular order, but this is financial and health when it comes to college football. And again, if it was just about the health, then nobody would risk it. You know what? The NFL wouldn't risk it either. If it was strictly about the health of these people, we would all say, hey, you know what? We'll see you in 2021 when we, A, have a better idea of what this is about, and B, when we have a much better chance of getting people into the stadiums and arenas. So it's twofold that way. So finances do play a huge role, none more so than in college football. And while the attendance is important, guys, the bulk of the money, let's not forget, comes from television. It's not like the NHL, which is really still, you know, revenue based on the tickets and the suites and all that. It's a nice chip in college football, but the bulk of college football and NFL money, by the way, comes from national television rights.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's why we're probably okay, Steve, because the pros, it's about health and money, but that's okay if they're grown adults and they can make those decisions for themselves and
right.
factor those two things into their own lives. These college players are, well, they might be over 18, they're still kids per se and under the care of the colleges. It just would be hard to suggest you it's okay medically to do this if kids aren't on campus. I mean, if the student's not healthy enough for the students, safe enough for the students to be in classes, can we possibly say it's safe enough for the guys to be playing football? It's just a hard sell to make, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, we sort of chuckle. We say student-athlete, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's really athlete-student in a lot of cases. And listen, there must be heartbreaking conversations going on everywhere based on parents not wanting to send their kids, and their kids begging them, say, you know, this is what I love to do. I want to be around my buddies. the NFL draft, if it's, you know, if they're eligible next year or the year after. This is an important year for me, you know, and I'm sure, you know, the coaches are doing their best to, you know, try to get their top players in there. And as you guys know, like, you know, again, 18 or 19 years old is, you know, when you get to the pros, you only have so many years of earning potential. And in college, there's eligibility issues, getting these great healthy years on tape when you are healthy. You get more banged up as you go along, obviously. So you can imagine the emotions of not just the students themselves, the student athletes, but the parents, you know, sort of tugging at the heartstrings. And the purse strings play a big part of this as well. Hey, this is my draft year. I got to have a great year. I'm coming out next year, you know, and where are you going to be drafted? I mean, all these things. This is, you know, this is such a complicated, multifaceted decision that these young people really have to make. I don't envy them being in that position. I wouldn't want to make it for myself, and I wouldn't want to make it for my kids right now either.
Steve Levy from ESPN joining us on Overdrive. And one of the casualties of this pandemic was a league that you were closely aligned with, and that was the XFL 2.0. And we'll never know if it would have survived and gone on to flourish because of COVID-19. But, you know, once we get to whatever the new normal is, do you think there's still an appetite to have another professional football league in America, whether it's in the spring, or I can't imagine anyone would want to go up against the NFL, but do you think that is a possibility moving forward?
Absolutely, and I would not even be stunned if it's next spring. I mean, the ramp-up time will be the issue, but, you know, they went into bankruptcy, and I know there are multiple big-time bids to buy whatever is left of the product. The football was good. That was, you know, that was the thing we didn't know. We thought the broadcast would be good. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. We're professional broadcasters and Fox. And our guys who rolled out all the big hitters and in front of the camera and behind the camera took it very seriously. And the football was good. I think, you know, some 40 players from the XFL got drafted. I think the Steelers signed by NFL teams. I think the Steelers had 9 or 10 of those players themselves. So the talent was good. The games were good. The ratings were pretty good. And I think it would have gotten even bigger and better. It's another opportunity outside of college to get big-time professional coaching and get that valuable tape. And the NFL, in my opinion, the NFL loved it. The NFL loved the XFL. It was a free look-see, right?
Yeah.
For their coaches, their scouts, to watch on TV or on tape, didn't cost them a penny. And they got to see some talent and real game conditions when they're better coached than they were probably getting in college. So I definitely think it would have succeeded if not for the pandemic. I definitely think you will see it back. I'm not sure what form it'll look like. But I think the appetite is there for more football, yes.
Steve, you're involved in not calling football games. You do everything. We see you do everything in every possible role in sports media. What's your favorite? What's your favorite thing to do?
So I'm glad you asked
that. Get burgers
with
Barry.
I am the luckiest guy in the industry. I've told anybody I'm close to. I really believe that, and that I've had the best mix, you know, kind of half the year on the road out of games and the other half on the SportsCenter desk. ER, not RE. And, but my favorite assignment of the year, every year, is those 2.5-3 weeks at the Stanley Cup final with my pal Barry Melrose. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's a little too much red wine, a little too much red meat, way too many cigars.
Steve, we see you every year.
That's a great time, you know?
Hunkered down with the wine and the cigars and Bear. I pass you about 5 times the Stanley Cup final. Yeah. I'm like, hey guys, going off for your wine and your cigars every night.
Yeah. Good time.
The best was in 2015, rolling into the building in Tampa with Barry, and someone said, "Hey Barry, maybe you're going to sign some autographs." And he was like, "Yeah, I don't think they want my autograph inside this building."
the house that Melrose built, I like to call that.
That is true. So, Steve, great catching up with you. We hope that we hear your voice on some broadcasts soon, because that means that sports are back in October. In Edmonton, I hear it's beautiful, so enjoy that with Barry Melrose.
Mark, Johnny, thanks for having me on, and you guys stay healthy out there, and the best to all your listeners.
You got it. Steve Levy from ESPN, who...